What's happening? What's happening? Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the very first episode of How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, on the show, we're going to talk about everything, man, from politics to music to, you know, what's going on with the police, everything in the news. Like, you know what I mean? It's pretty much how I feel, how I feel, how you feel, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what we're going to do, man. Talk about, we're going to let our feelings out, you know what I'm saying? Let, you know what I'm saying, and you know, just talk to each other, man. You feel me? So, hey, like I said, I'm your host, the Godfather. Welcome to the very first episode of How I Feel. So, man, it's just so much shit going on today, man. It's like I don't even know where to start, but we're just gonna go there, man. The motherfucking debate, the fucking election, Trump, Biden, you know, just all this politics shit. It's like shit's crazy, man. It's like, how the hell do I feel about this shit? How you feel about this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, god damn. You feel me? But, so, you know, we got a lot of shit to talk about, man. So, you know, we're gonna sip on this good tea. You feel me? We're gonna get comfortable, relaxed, and we're gonna chop it up, man. We're gonna let our friends out. Because, you know, it's a lot of mixed emotion. You know what I'm saying? People don't know how to feel. People don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. So it's like, we gonna let all that shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna relax. We gonna drink some good tea. We gonna take a deep breath and we gonna relax and just get through this shit together. You heard me? Yeah. All right, for sure, man. So this guy Trump, man. Damn. You know he going hard right now. Right now, today is what's today? 10/29/2020. He in Florida, Tampa, you know, shit, you know what I'm saying? Man, the election is next week on the 3rd. He going hard. Like, Trump going hard. He ain't playing. He talking that bullshit, but, which don't make no goddamn sense, but he going so hard where it's kind of making sense, because he's just like, god damn, he pushing. That nigga pushing the motherfucking line, where Biden's like, we all feel where Biden coming from, but he ain't pushing the fucking line. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not pushing the line. Like, it's like they don't want to be elected. You know what I'm saying? This is a motherfucking race. This ain't no game. Like, they gotta the Democrats gotta motherfucking pick up a pace, which I'm independent. Fuck all that. But I'm saying the fucking rep is fucking, they're pushing the line. They always push the motherfucking line. So the fucking demos gotta, you know, do the same thing, man. You know what I'm saying? But Trump is everywhere and he out there talking shit. He laying all the motherfucking secrets out. You know what I'm saying? He like, man, fuck everything. I ain't got nothing to lose. Nigga, he talking about laptops and you know what I'm saying? Biden's dead son, RIP, and like, god damn. But damn, hey, nigga, it's a race. You know what I'm saying? We going all out. I ain't got nothing to lose. So I feel where you're coming from, but you don't talk about no a dead man. You feel me? But, hey, do what you got to do, man. You feel me? God damn, that's the American way. You do what the fuck you got to do, right? So you can't be mad at him. You feel me? So, but it's like, you know, Trump is pushing the motherfucking line so hard. It's like, look, man, y'all better just vote for me, because at the end of the day, it's about this. Fuck what Biden talking about. Fuck what everybody talking about. You know what I'm saying? And Trump just keeps it real. He keeps it 100. You know, and I can respect that. I don't, that's just how I feel. I don't give a fuck who you are. KKK, black, white, Asian. I don't give a fuck who you is. If you keep it 100 with me from the get-go, hey, I could trust that. I know who I'm dealing with. I know how to move. I know either to go forward or to leave that alone. So with Trump, I know what the fuck I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. It ain't nobody's business what it is with Trump, about me, whatever, but I understand where he's coming from. Not saying I'm going to vote for him. You know what I'm saying? And also not saying I'm going to vote for Biden. I'm independent. You know what I'm saying? I might vote. I might not. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, Trump, out of every president of the United States or in this country from back then motherfucking slavery till today. You know what I'm saying? The new slavery type of shit. But anyways, whatever though. But look, from back then till now, Trump is the only motherfucker that's like, look, man, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to make some motherfucking money. That's just what it is. And I don't care who I'm making with. The black, white, Asian, China, like he says, Korea. I don't give a fuck who it is. Who's with me? That's all it is. Where, you know, Biden's like sticking to the old school, kind of say, I guess, G code of the United States Constitution, of the, the country's G code. I don't know what the fuck, but that's pretty much how every president has been playing it. We're gonna stick to the G code. This is how it's always been, and this is how it's always gonna be. Fuck that. This ain't back then. This ain't the 18, 17, 16, whenever the fuck y'all wrote all of that shit. It's a new age. It's a new motherfucking generation. You heard me? So it's like, shit gotta change. In order for this country to move forward, shit, the old shit gotta change. The old shit gotta stop, because we're not doing the old shit no more. We're on some new shit now. So the old school shit gotta stop. We gotta come up with some new school rules. You feel me? So that's the only way this shit's gonna change. And that's pretty much, I don't know, but that's just how I feel. Like, that's pretty much how Trump is coming out. And like, look, man, fuck all that shit. We gonna make some money, or we ain't gonna make some money. That's just what the fuck it is. China's about to pass us. Japan about to pass us. Like, everybody else about to pass us financially, with technology, with all that shit. And we can't let that happen. We gotta put all the bread into this, so we can keep this motherfucking shit going. That's where Trump is at. It's all about the motherfucking Benjamins. You know what I'm saying? Which that's cool. You heard me? So, but the thing is, you know, that's cool, because that's what we're supposed to be on. You know what I mean? But he got to get everybody there. Like, he's just going straight full speed with money. But not everybody in the country has money, especially in this motherfucking times right now that we in. Especially right now. Like, this year is fucked up. Like, 2020 was like 2020 vision for reals. Shit zoomed in. And everything got exposed. You know what I'm saying? And like, everything got exposed. Everybody's getting exposed. Like, it's 2020 for reals. And I'm with that. You heard me? But, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what can we do? You know what I'm saying? Hey. So, it's a new generation. This is the real Y2K right here. You know what I'm saying? This shit was supposed to happen 20 years ago when 2000 hit. We gonna party like it's 1999. I'm saying, at midnight, everything gonna motherfucking crash. Real shit. That was the whole point of the motherfucking song. Kind of, nigga, we gonna party. Or just pretty much, we gonna party till 19. We gonna party like it's 1999. And at midnight, shit gonna motherfucking crash. Right? And 2020 came. Nigga, hey, shit crashed though. You know what I'm saying? We're just 20 years, either 20 years early, or we're right on time with the Mayan time, or with the back, I don't know, with the ancient time, but shit got real, you know what I'm saying, and shit got motherfucking real, you heard me? So, like, goddamn, man, hold on, man, this shit is tripping me out. Like, hold on, my phone tripping, my computer's tripping, just give me a second, pal. Play it. I'm just confused right now. Hold on. Okay, let me get you on. You on. We back live on. For sure. All right, so, everything, this is what we're entering the future. You heard me? So it's like 2020, like I said, it's supposed to be the Y2K after 1999, year 2000. This is supposed to be the year 2000 right here, but we're just ahead of the time, or, you know, with the ancient time and the new Western time and blah, 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 blah. either we're 20 years ahead or we're 20 years back or we're right on time. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. So, but bam, 2020, nigga, the whole motherfucking shit crashed. You feel me? So, what Trump is saying, look, I can lead y'all. Look, I ain't even gonna say all that politics shit, but I'm just saying that's what's going on. And that's what Trump is trying to take us to the future. And I'm not here campaigning for Trump or Biden. I'm just saying how I fucking feel. You heard me? So, I want to know how y'all feel. So I want you to go in here, leave your comments, or, you know what I'm saying, hit me up with your comments or your questions, and I will answer it. So, but pretty much, you know, with the stocks and with the technology, with the giant techs and all that, pretty much Trump is trying to take us to the future. And Biden is trying to hold us or trying to keep us in the past. You feel me? Because remember, Biden is the one that caught us, you know what I'm saying, whatever word he used, I forgot the fucking word Biden called us back in 94 or whatever. Damn, you know what I mean? But, you know, with him and Clinton, they put a lot of us in jail. So let's not forget that. It's a lot of y'all parents, dads and moms and uncles and big brothers, sisters and whoever that's in jail right now because of Trump and Biden. So let's not forget that, y'all. Real talk. Let's not forget that, because I still got people locked up from that shit since 94. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not campaigning for Biden. I'm not campaigning for Trump. You know what I'm saying? Both of them motherfuckers is fucked up, period. This ain't no racist shit. This is some American shit, because we in America, so we're going to talk about this shit. This is just how I feel. You know what I mean? So as far as us being in America, this is a fucked up time for us in America. And right now, it's not a black or white, a race thing, because that shit is over too. Like, 2020 is real. Everything is over. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just sipping my tea right now, you know what I'm saying? So, we're gonna roll with the motherfucking time, or we gonna stay back in the time, if that makes sense. You feel me? So, I'm just like, man, this shit is crazy, man, because it's just a lot of shit that's being exposed, a lot of shit that's being talked about, that's like, man, but, you know, I'm kind of glad this corona shit happened, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. You heard me? I'm glad this motherfucking shit happened, because we needed this shit, man. Like, I was tired. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I was tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had a break. I just kept, you know what I mean? Like, you just had to keep going and going and going and going and going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pause, pause, pause. Real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, this shit will never stop. You heard me? It's like, damn. You know what I mean? Especially if you're out there, you know, moving and grooving, doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this shit never stopped. Setting up the sun down. You know, businessmen that's taking flights left and right, you know, all day long. You know what I'm saying? Housewife that got to take the kids to the school, soccer practice, after school activities, to the kids going to school, to football practice, to blah, blah, blah. Just all kind of shit. Like, the shit will not stop. And 2020 came, and it just went, y'all motherfuckers need a break. And it's like, it's fucked up, but we needed that shit, right? I don't know. That's just how I feel. I feel like we all needed this shit. Maybe not this long or this big of a thing, but we needed some type of break. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how, you know, shit happens. Shit happens for a reason. You know, I needed a break, and I know y'all needed a break. You know, so, but not this long of a fucking break. And not this long of a shutdown, you know what I'm saying, where ain't no money coming in. That's crazy. Could you imagine? Like, not can you imagine? Like, you feel me? Like, you feeling that shit. Like, not could you imagine? Because it's happening right now. So, we can't imagine it. Because it's last year this time, yeah, I could have said it. Could you imagine if this whole world shut down? Like, niggas, people would be like, oh, hell no, nah, never that. This shit, well, you crazy. But we never thought that, right? So I'm just saying, like, we would have never thought this whole motherfucking world would have motherfucking shut down. But this motherfucker did. Right? So I kind of was prepared because I've been moving and grooving for a minute, for all my life. So, you know, I just know how to prepare for bad time. Like, this ain't nothing new to me. I've been in a fucking pandemic my whole life. God damn it. Shit, let's keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people out there that's been in this goddamn pandemic since birth. You heard me? So, this ain't nothing new to a lot of people. This is kind of like, it's kind of funny to a lot of people. Not the death part, because that's not something to laugh about. That's a very serious issue. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, how the world is crumbling, it's kind of like funny. Like, I told y'all should have, you know, being greedy. No, greed is a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel like the world was getting greedy. It was too much money being made, and motherfuckers just got goddamn greedy. It's a lot of shit. You know, I mean, it's some more shit that I could say, but I'm not gonna take it there because that's just my thoughts. That's just how I feel. You feel me? But, you know, it's more to it than just, like, it's a lot. Everybody feels a certain way or knows certain things. So it's more to this pandemic, to this shutdown, than what we know and what we see. You know what I'm saying? We only know what we know and we only see what we see. So we don't see everything. So we don't know everything. We don't hear everything. So we don't know everything. So we can only go off what we know and how we feel about the shit. You feel me? That's what it's called. That's what the show is called, How I Feel. You heard me? And I'm your host, The Godfather. So, so it's crazy, man. You know what I mean? But one reason, you know what I'm saying, this shit is happening because this whole shit needed to fucking start all over. I mean, we're moving to the future. You heard me? So it's like the world, like, it's 100, like the world was 100 years ago, like when we came into into the steel industry, the manufacturing, the whole world changed. That was the future for back then. We went into the past, into the future for that time. So now that all that is built up, we're going into the technology world. So that's where we're entering right now. And people don't know what's going on. People are confused, like, whoa, damn. You know, people still think shit is happening the same from like last year. But nah, player, you got to keep up with the time. Like I said, I've been preparing for this because, you know, I always been, you know, being a hustler, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what's going to happen because you keep up with shit. Because you got to know what new shit's coming in. You know what I mean? What new shit young people's on. What new shit is popping in a nightclub. What new shit is popping. So as a hustler, you got to know what's happening. So you can have it and be up on it and be the first one to have it. So as a hustler, I kept up on shit. You know what I mean? So I already knew how to move and groove to this type of situation because I've been there my whole life. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't never had a job, but I always pay taxes though, right? You heard me? You feel me? This motherfucker's good. Sorry for sipping like that, but this motherfucker's off the chain. This tea, goddamn, a little bit of lemon. A little bit, a whole half a lemon with some brown sugar. Goddamn. This tea is bomb. I already knew how to move and groove. A lot of my players, partners already knew, you know what I'm saying, how to move and groove. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all out there too that know how to move and groove, already knew how to move and groove in a situation like this. So it's a lot of people that's eating right now. Real shit. It's a lot of people that's eating in this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who, but all I know is it's a lot of motherfuckers that's eating right now. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're black, white, Asian, you know what I'm saying? Latino, African, you know, male, female, you know, whatever you want to call yourself. Everybody's, not everybody, but it's a lot of people that's still eating right now through the situation, because that's how people just move and groove through situations. Motherfuckers be prepared for situations. You feel me? So, hey, whoever's eating right now, shout out to you. I'm gonna take a sip of this tea for y'all. Hey, that's just how we do it, man. We move and groove through any situation, player. You heard me? Man. Man, this motherfucking tea is bomb. God damn. But yeah, man. So, you know, a lot of people being prepared for the situation. And a lot of people were not preparing because they never thought this would ever happen. And that's the sad part, you feel me? Even with these big, giant companies that's getting all this bailout, never prepared or never thought this was going to happen. Like, they be making money for years. Millions, billions, years. And y'all motherfuckers need a bailout? What all that money y'all had, y'all made 5 years ago? Like, that's, you know what I mean? That's the shit I don't understand. You know what I'm saying, with this country. That's just how I feel, though. You feel me? Like, how the fuck y'all gonna bail out this motherfucking giant? Yeah, they're making the world go around, which is cool, but whoa. What happened to that money? Ain't y'all been saving for a rainy day? Like y'all motherfuckers made $1 billion last year. That's enough to last I don't know how many lifetimes. And you need a bailout? Come on, man. How the fuck y'all feel about that? Like, I don't know, man. Like, real shit. If I had a company that was worth, like you say, $10 billion. You feel me? That's worth $10 billion. Worth and having liquid asset to you. Right there, it's two different things, right? So, if your company is worth $10 billion, that's what your company is worth. But you could have more than $10 billion in your account as an owner of the company. But my company is worth $10 billion. Or you could have less than $10 billion in your bank account, but my company is worth $10 billion. So it's just how you move and groove and how you do your thing, right? So by the end of the day, if a company is worth $10 billion, bro, look, man, just stop being greedy, man. We're never gonna get into all that. Just stop being greedy. Because greed is what got us here. Straight up. And not saying everybody greedy, but you know, them being greedy got us fucked up. But they ain't never paid me, they ain't never gave me a check. I don't work for them. I ain't never depended on them. So whether they get rich or go broke, that ain't got nothing to do with me. So whether I get rich or go broke, ain't got nothing to do with them. So I'ma move and grow how I move and grow. The same way they move and grow how they move and grow. They a company, I'm a goddamn company too, you heard me? They just been out longer than me. The best believe my company's gonna be in the next 100 years, my company's gonna be big just like theirs. But it's all good though. I'm not tripping, I ain't complaining. I'ma get it there, you heard me? So this election and all that's going on, not saying it's not affecting me, but it's not affecting me because I never let it affect me from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? Because neither of those guys paid me. Neither of those party, you know what I mean, the blue party or the red party pays me. So I could care less what the fuck they do. You feel me? So I'm just watching and paying attention so I could know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I could prepare myself for the future. For the next 4 years. If, you know, I got to pay attention. I don't care because Trump don't pay me. Biden don't pay me. So I could care less, but I have to pay attention. just so I could know what to do next year. You feel me? How to move my family next year. So, you know, but it's just crazy though, man. Like, you know, Trump is out there right now campaigning. Trump is out there right now campaigning and shit. that just threw me off though. But he going hard right now. Like I said earlier, man, Trump is going hard, man. He everywhere. Trump is everywhere, man. That nigga, he 3 states in 1 day. Like, how the fuck you do that? That nigga, he don't sleep. Nigga, he's just moving and grooving. Like, man, you know, he ain't talking about shit. That nigga pulls up at the airport, you know what I'm saying? You know, hold a big ass rally and shit. Pull up at the airport, hop out the fucking Air Force One. Hop out Air Force One, you know what I'm saying? They're playing that American, and that music be hard. I love that shit. That shit get you going though. They play that. They play whatever music they play when he come out the airplane, get the crowd going. You know what I'm saying? He get on stage and that motherfucker starts talking that bullshit. Like, he just talking shit that don't make no goddamn sense. Like, bro, I could be doing something else, man, but I'm sitting here watching a 5-year-old that's in charge of the playground. You know what I'm saying? A bully that's in charge of the playground because the teachers ran to the bathroom to use the restroom real quick. So they left this little 5-year-old bully in charge and shit for 4 minutes. You know, and he going crazy with it. It's my playground. It's my playground. I don't care. I don't care. The monkey bars is mine. It's mine. The swing is mine. The slides is mine. This whole playground is mine. Like, bro, man up. You know what I'm saying? Man up, man. But you know, I understand where he's coming from as far as just, you know what I'm saying. I haven't gone to say I understand. I don't understand where neither of them coming from, because I really don't even fuck with neither of them. But as far as on business, before Trump ran for the presidency, as far as business, whether he was, you know, in a positive or negative, but we all know he was in a positive as far as money, even though he filed bankruptcy. That's all part of business, you know what I'm saying? But as far as a businessman, he was a lot of people role model. Fuck what you heard. That's just how I fucking feel. You heard me? So, and I know that's because I ain't gonna lie. He was my motherfucking role model too, as far as on business. You know what I'm saying? But as far as a president, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't even fuck with him as a president. You know, but if he's going to make this motherfucking country some motherfucking money, and not just the rich, you know, everybody. Y'all can stay rich, cool, but make everybody some goddamn money too, because we know how to flip some shit. You know what I'm saying? Give us a stimulus, we'll flip it real quick. You know what I'm saying? That stimulus came out, hey, we was happy for a second. We knew how to flip that shit. You heard me? You know, hey. Hey, we know how to move and groove, you know what I mean? So we know how to flip shit. Give us 1,200 in a bad time. We're gonna turn that to 12,000 or some good time. You heard me? God damn. Fuck what you heard, man. Give me that money. I'm gonna show you what the fuck to do with that shit. I'm gonna flip that shit. You heard me? Because ain't nobody stopping my grind. Straight up. So, you know, that first stimulus came out. It was cool, you know, it was cool. Everybody got, not everybody, but a lot of people got their shit that really needed it. And, but hold on. But on some real shit though, it's a lot of people out there that really did not deserve that shit, that check. You heard me? Because people that was making $100,000 a year, $100,000 plus a year, really. Okay. People that was making at least $100,000 plus a year, that $1,200 really ain't gonna do shit for you. Let's just keep it 100. that $1,200 wasn't going to do shit for you. Now, if you lost your job, yeah, unemployment, of course, everybody needs that. But that stimulus, I'm just keeping it 100. That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? People that was making, because that's like another bailout for people that got money. And that's not fair. That's just how I feel. Like, I live off of principles. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit gotta be fair. Even when it comes to me, the shit gotta be fair. Like, come on, man. What are we doing? Let's be fair with the shit. You making $100,000 a year, all of a sudden, something happened, you lost your job. It ain't my fault you ain't got no money saved. I'm just keeping 100. Because everybody's parents always told them, save your money for a rainy day. I don't give a damn who you are. Your parents or whoever or somebody in your family or one of your friends or everybody, somebody has told somebody, save your money for a rainy day. And guess what? 2020 came down pouring. So if you didn't save your money, nigga, you drowning. And a lot of people drowned. Straight up. Right? You know what I'm saying? Everybody with their BMWs and shit, the Mercedes Benz, the S500, you know what I'm saying? The BMW 7 Series. You heard me? All of that shit. What? Where is it at? Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop playing. Mr. Flossy, Flossy, Wossy, Wossy. Where you at now? You ain't flossing no more. Right? Right? Everybody that was buying out the bar, buying out this, Louis this, Gucci that. Nigga, stop. Come on, man. Come on. I'm just saying how I feel. Like, come on, man. You was making all that money. Whatever the fuck you was doing last year. Cool. Even for all my hustlers. Y'all was making all that money. And y'all didn't save for a goddamn rainy day. Y'all didn't save for a drought. Nigga, this is a drought right now. You been telling me you ain't got nothing in the stash for a drought day? Oh, you ain't hustling, man. You ain't moving and grooving, baby. I'm telling you, man. Come on, man. If you a real hustler, man, you already know what it is, man. You already got something stashed up for the drought. You know what I'm saying? And whenever that comes, whenever that drop comes, you ready. Right? You ready. You go into that. You go into your stash. The drop stash. And you pull out. Bam. Pause. Pull out the big boy. Bam. Price go up. Bam. Let's get some money. Bam. Right? And that's what's happening right now. Motherfuckers out there know how to move and groove. Went into that drought safe and pulled out the drought shit. Nigga, let's eat. Prices went up. Nigga, take it or leave it. Nigga, what? Nigga. Right? So, that's just what it is, man. Like, you know, motherfuckers just, some people was ready and some wasn't. So, but as far as with the stimulus, like I was saying, man, that shit is not cool because people that's making $100,000 plus a year. Yeah, if you lost your job, you deserve unemployment. I don't give a fuck how much money you was making. I don't care if you was making $1 million a year salary, blah, I don't care. You deserve unemployment, period. But not a stimulus. Because if you're making $100,000 plus a year, what is $1,200 to you? Come on, somebody else need that shit, right? If you're making $100,000 plus a year just off of an employment, you can survive through this hardship right here, this hard time. Real talk. But if you're making, man, $25,000 or less a year, you need that employment and that stimulus on everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna lie, man. My stimulus, not even get my stimulus. But I'm good, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need it. You heard me? I'd rather somebody, or I ain't even gonna lie, I applied, I try to get that shit, but you know, all this, you know, a lot of people just hit the phone, hit the internet, all at once, so a lot of shit crashed, a lot of shit was busy. You know, I didn't get my stimulus, but I'm not tripping. I didn't chase it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what, if I can't get it, I will hope somebody that really, really needed it could get my half at least, or my whole stimulus, please. You know what I'm saying? So, but whoever needed the stimulus, I really hope they got it. And whoever didn't get that, like, man, I could only imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot, man. But, so it's like, to me, that's just not fair. People that's getting, like, I have a money, just don't deserve $1,200. Period. Like, come on, man. What the hell? That's not even your mortgage. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? People that got rent to pay, they got rent to pay for a reason. They don't own the house. Or, yeah, y'all, people that own a house still got a mortgage, but that's different, though. But people that's broke really need that stimulus to feed the kids. You know what I mean? Like, so, but it's just a whole lot of crazy shit going on right now. It's just so much to motherfucking talk about. You don't even know where to start because the shit just happened overnight, just like that. Like, we went to bed and woke up one morning, like, and all we heard was China, the China virus. Like, what? Niggas went to bed good. Niggas woke up, stocks went down. Niggas woke up, schools is closed. Niggas woke up, jobs is lost. Bitches woke up, can't go to the strip club and work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, overnight. Like, how the fuck that happened? How the fuck did that make y'all feel? You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you, like, to be honest, me, I went to sleep. I woke up. And all that shit happened. I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Because, you know, I didn't have to be at work. I don't have a 9-to-5. I work for myself. You know what I'm saying? Even though I work for myself, I still treat it like a job. So when I woke up and all this shit happened, I was like, damn, I went back to bed. Like, oh, okay, it's an off day then. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't lose my job because I work for myself. So I still got my job. You know what I'm saying? So I can't fight myself because that'll be stupid as shit. I'm fighting myself. So but anyways, I'm working right now. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm glad this really happened because we really, really needed a pause in our life. Like, we needed a motherfucking break. People were tired of the 9-to-5, day in and day out. Could you imagine a motherfucker working for 30 years, every day, day in and day out? 30 years. The only time they have a break is on the weekend or fucking holidays. Like, come on, man. Imagine how they feeling right now, right? How are they feeling right now? They're like, man, especially the ones with a stimulus check and unemployment. Like, they're like, man, thank God for this break. Fuck that job. I've been there for 30 years. And this is the only time I'm happy right now because I'm at home with my family. You know what I'm saying? People get to wake up to their family, to their kids, to their wife, to their husband, to their parents, to whoever, to their family. Every day they get to wake up and have breakfast together and get to watch TV together, get to talk as a family. You know what I'm saying? Since the whole city, the whole world is on lockdown, you know, you could go outside in the backyard and sit with your family and watch, and let your kids play and watch your kids play and really conversate with your family and really get to know your family and shit. You feel me? Like, you know, like, we really needed that. Like I said, could you imagine that person who's been working for 30 years, 20, 10, listen, let's just say 5, 10, 50, 20, 25, 30 years they've been working. Somebody out there been doing that. So from doing that till now, they're like, thank God for this shit. The one that's good, though, with a stimulus and an appointment. You know what I'm saying? But So the whole world needed that. Not a lockdown like this, but we just needed a break. You know what I'm saying? So pretty much, this is the time where, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like fair game right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, not really, but kind of. Because now we got time to sit there and think about what the fuck we're going to do. How we going to catch up to everybody. If you ain't caught up yet, if you ain't got your life together yet, how am I going to get my life together for myself and for my family? Right? Like, fuck the bullshit. Fuck the club. Fuck the bar. Fuck everything outside, because everything is on lockdown. We can't even go outside. In some countries, you can't even go outside. You go to jail, right? So now you ain't got nothing but time. So you ain't got no excuses. You know what I'm saying? You know, get together with your boys. Get on the phone. Chop it up. What we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Because everything is equal right now. It's like it's fair game. And everything is online. Bam. Fair game. What we gonna do? No fucking excuse. Everything is online. Everything is on the phone. Everybody's able to get online, right? Free Wi-Fi, free this. But this is the time for us to think of what the fuck we're gonna do about our life. So before shit really opens up and shit gets back to how it was or how it's gonna be in the future now, you know what I'm saying? Before shit gets to there, we gotta be prepared for that. So right now, we need to be in a huddle, calling plays. What we gonna do? I need you to go right. I need you to go left. I need you to go for a long play, a long pass. You heard me? I need you to run this ball through this middle right here, through this whole pause, run the ball here and you know, cut left and do your thing. Get us to the 5-yard line and kick a field goal, right? That's why right now everything stopped, crashed. But anything that's online that has to do with the internet went up, spiked the fuck up. So what the fuck that tell you? Focus on the internet. And that's just how I feel. Right? So, I don't know. Call a huddle. Get together with your family, with your friends, or with whoever, all by yourself. And call a play. And call some and call some plays. Draw some plays up and run some plays. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is online. You know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody right now. If you're a filmmaker, make a motherfucking movie off your phone. That's a camera. And that motherfucking camera is better than the fucking camera at the fucking store. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. You online and you live with it. Overnight. You heard me? So, this is a good time for us because we needed that break, man. I'm still moving the same way I was moving last year. 6 months ago, ain't nothing stopped for me, but everything stopped also for me. So I have time to sit there and think about what the fuck I gotta do for me and mine. You heard me? So I'm gonna do what I gotta do for me and mine. So, you know, just keep an eye on it. Just stay focused on the fucking election. Stay focused on what's going on. See what's going on so you can know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, You ain't gonna prepare yourself for tomorrow, right? So, in order for you to get ready for tomorrow, know what's going on today. And by that, it's gonna tell you what's gonna happen tomorrow. So, right now, ain't the time for no bullshit. All them games you was playing with your baby mama. Matter of fact, this one's gonna say too. You know, this ain't the time to be playing games right now with you. This ain't the time to be playing games with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing games with your baby mama, and stop playing games with your baby daddy, and stop playing games with everybody, But the most important thing is stop playing games with your goddamn self. And get your mind right, yo. You heard me? Get your mind right. Fuck the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to play games with your goddamn self. Don't play games with nobody else. You know what I'm saying? This is the time for us to come together and make something happen as a whole community, as a whole. And this ain't no racist, white, black, blah, blah. No. As a whole means with your people. Listen, whites, get with your white people. Y'all, make it happen for y'all. Blacks, get with your black people. Make it happen for y'all. Asian, Latinos, everybody, get with your peoples and make it happen. And if your people, if your family is mixed, black, white, then fuck it. Who gives a fuck? We all family. It don't matter what the color is. If you my family, I fuck with you, fuck with me. And you want the best for me, I want the best for you. Then we're family, right? So get with your family. Get with your peoples, man. Get with your homies. What we gonna do? How we gonna come up? You heard me? Fuck the bullshit. How we gonna spend this money? Because we can't go to the bar and buy out the bar now. So we gotta ask for 10 racks to spend. All you hustlers. All my females trapping and shit. Twerking in the strip club. Y'all got money to spend. But spend the motherfucker on the right shit though. You heard me? So like, this ain't the time to be buying all that Gucci, Louis, blah, 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 blah. That nigga, you don't even... Man, come on. Stop. Stop, because they good. Their money's still coming in. Nigga, come on, man. So, we're going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? For the very first episode. You know what I'm saying? I just had a lot to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, how I feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. And this is just how I feel. You feel hear me? So, you know, we're going to keep it going. But I definitely want to hear a lot from y'all, how y'all feel about all of this shit that's going on. You know, even how y'all feel about what's going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to express ourselves. We a family. You know what I'm saying? I rock with y'all. Y'all rock with me. So, you know what I mean? We're gonna support each other and take care of each other. So, once again, I want to thank y'all for listening. I'm your host, the Godfather. And this is my show, How I Feel. Thank you. Welcome to another episode of How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. How's everybody doing today? Everybody good? Everybody having a good day? Hope all is well. You know, yeah. Today, you know, we're gonna talk about the stimulus check and the stocks. You know, it's real, man. You know, yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. Cause you know, I feel a certain way, and I know y'all feel a certain way too. So. You know, I'm going to say how I feel, and I want to hear how you guys feel too. But before we begin, though, I want to give a shout out to Anchor Podcast. It's the way to go, man. You know, Anchor Podcast is the way to go. If you want to get your podcast going, get it on all different platforms, get it, get it out there, get your word out there, your message out there, or whatever it is. You know, Anchor is the way to go. You know what I'm saying? It's like 30 seconds to like 45 seconds to get it going. You know what I mean? Bam, 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 you in there. So, you know, hey, how about my people? You know what I mean? Tell them I sent you. Tell them the Godfather sent you. You know what I mean? You know, they'll take good care of you, you know? All right, so let's talk about the stimulus check real quick, man. I know this is October 2020, and I know nobody has gotten a stimulus check since the last check, which was like 3-4 months ago, I believe. So, you know, damn, you know, ain't no income, you know. First of all, I want to say, you know, everybody who lost a loved one to this COVID, you know, my condolence, you know, it's terrible. I don't know what to say, because I'm not in that shoe, in that situation. So I cannot imagine what you're going through right now. All I can say is, you know, may God bless you. Stay strong. You know, stay positive. And, you know, if you got to talk to somebody, don't be afraid to talk to somebody. Let somebody know how you feel, you know what I'm saying, about whatever is going on, especially right now with this pandemic, you know what I'm saying. And you guys can reach me at smokeoneproduction@gmail.com. Leave any comments, any message, any question you want me to ask the people, you know. So, you know, just talk to somebody, you know. Yeah, the stimulus check, man, you know, the country went down, was shut down, like, in March, literally shut down. Other countries like, shut down before March, but by the end of March, the whole world shut down, you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy, unheard of, you know, but it's like, I understand the shutdown for people's safety, but why the government don't want to break bread? I mean, 1,200 is nothing, really. 1,200 is nothing. That's somebody's rent, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's car note with the insurance and utility bills, and that money gone, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, real talk. That money gone, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, they ain't had a stimulus check since, what, I think sometime in June? Around that, that's when the first, you know what I'm saying, May, June, whatever, the first check started going out, whatever. And it's October now. And, you know, tell the truth, man, I didn't even get a stimulus, yo. I did not get a stimulus check. How crazy is that? You know, but tell you the truth, you know, I've been preparing for this. So that's probably why I didn't get one. Everything happens for a reason, and I'm okay with that. You know, let me tell you why I'm okay with that. Because, you know, I've been preparing for this for just, you know, just not even preparing, but I've been in the pandemic my whole life. And I know a lot of you guys are in the same situation. You know, we've been going through this since day one. So this ain't nothing new to us. You know what I'm saying? We're just sitting back like, oh, everybody tripping right now. Huh? Okay. But yeah, man, so it's crazy, man, you know. So people ain't got the stimulus since June, you know, around there, maybe, I don't know, that time. So I know it's been at least 3 or 4 months since they started putting out checks. Maybe 5 months, I don't know, you know, not 5, but a few months, you know what I'm saying? It's October, so at least around June. Right, so they shut the whole country down, and they talking about giving people $1,200. Now, this is what I have a problem with, and this is why I need to talk to y'all, because I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm tripping, I don't know, but man, so I don't feel it's right or it's fair for people that's making $100,000 a year plus to get a stimulus. Now, if you making $100,000 plus a year and you lose your job, yeah, you deserve an appointment. You need an appointment. Anybody, I don't care if you make under $100,000 or over $100,000, you need an appointment. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you making $100,000 plus. You gonna tell me you don't have any money saved? You gonna tell me $1,200 is gonna really help you? It's gonna, you know, come on, man. Whoever's making $100,000 and under, they need that $1,200. Plus, if they got, you know, if you're a single mom, you know, you got a child or two, or plus, you know, you get $1,200 plus $500 stimulus for the kids. You know what I mean? So that's at least $1,700 if you're a single mom or a single dad. So, you know, you need that. You definitely need that stimulus and an appointment. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, really living under $100,000, you really don't have much savings. You know, you might have savings, but not too much. You know what I'm saying? But if you're making $100,000, you should have a little bit of savings too, but not too much. You know what I mean? But you still need that stimulus and that appointment. That's a man though. You heard me? So put that out there. Yeah, get that. You know, send it. You know what I'm saying? Mail it. Shit, ship it overnight. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit. But you making $100,000 plus, you really don't need that stimulus. You know what I'm saying? Let that go to somebody else who really, 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 really needs it. Cause there's some people out there that was making $100,000 plus, got the stimulus, and you know, whoever else in the house, everybody got the stimulus and they're still getting an appointment. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, and I would say the same thing if that was me. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Because that just, like I said, I did not receive a stimulus or an appointment. But I'm okay because I work for myself. You know what I'm saying? So I never did depend on anybody to put money in my pocket. So I already knew I wasn't going to get a stimulus check off top, so I wasn't even tripping on that, you know what I mean? So, it's all good. But the people that really needed it, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people got it, and a lot of people didn't get it, but, you know, still, $1,200 or $1,700 with the kids still ain't shit, you know, so, but it's still something, though, so people, you know, you got to be grateful for that, at least. But that money being ran out that same day, that same week, that same month, you know what I mean? You know, so, you know, second check should be coming out, and it's, shit, it's close to the, it's holiday season now, you know what I'm saying? We're in October, Thanksgiving around the corner, Halloween around the corner, and Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And then boom, New Year's Eve. But shit, ain't nobody got no motherfucking money for none of that. So if we ain't got bread to spend on all four holidays, and those are major holidays too, and that's what makes this this country, that's what keeps this, all the holidays keeps this country going. Because they keep the stores going, keep the big companies, the big boss, the big people are going. You feel me? So, and this Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve is the last three holidays of the year. And those are major ones. So, if motherfuckers ain't got their checks, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no Halloween. Ain't no trick-or-treating. Ain't no Thanksgiving. No Christmas. And for sure, no New Year's Eve. Man, could you imagine? Damn. I need to take a drink for that real quick, because that's just crazy. You know? But, yeah, man. So, you know, this company is asking for bailouts and shit. The fuck? Man, he just made $100 billion in the past 10 years. You trying to tell me you need a $2 billion bailout for all of y'all? But not, that's for us. But the airlines need a bailout and other people need a bailout. But what, yo, man, what the fuck? How you gonna ask for a bailout and you done made $100 billion plus in the last 10 years? $100 billion ain't can't even come close to what y'all made. I'm just throwing it out there, but $100 billion in 10 years is nothing to the airline industry. You know what I mean? Y'all can't hold it down for a year, even a couple years. Damn, that's crazy. I'm gonna let that sit for a second. Let y'all think about that. How crazy, how fucked up that is. So you gonna bail out the big companies, but not bail out the little small companies. Damn. Another fucked up thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, you know, but it is what it is, though. But you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's like, you know, like your mom or your dad or your grandparents or whoever always told you, save your money for a rainy day. And guess what? Shit, a motherfucking storm came. And shit, a lot of motherfuckers didn't have money for a rainy day. You feel me? So, damn, it's fucked up. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, without that stimulus check, man, this motherfucking world ain't it. I don't know about the rest of the world, but this country. But the rest of the world, man, you know, a lot of countries, you know, really took care, really are taking care of their people. You know, they all major lockdown too, but they, you know, they giving out big checks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Canada giving out like $3 per person. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. They giving out $3, and that's probably like the lowest, not the lowest, but yeah, but $3. You know what I'm saying? And we getting 12 and 15 with the kid. Think about that. You know what? How fucked up is that? It's good for them, but how fucked up is that for us? We're supposed to be the United States, right? So, you know, so people's holidays really gonna be fucked up this year. Maybe next year too. For the next year or two, you know, a lot of holidays and main events gonna be hell fucked up. You know, but man, so you know, right now the stimulus is very important. Right now, it's very, very important to everybody. You know what I mean? Even people that's making $100,000 plus still need something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs something. I don't give a fuck how much you're making, but it's like, if you're in a billions of plus, like, damn, you can hold off for, I mean, you're good for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody still, at the end of the day, everybody needs a check. Everybody needs to survive and be able to take care of the family till we can all figure out, you know what I mean, what the fuck we, what the fuck is going on, what the fuck the world needs to do, not just the government, but the world, everybody. We all gotta come together and figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't the time for, you know, fucking up shit. This ain't the time to be fighting, arguing over nonsense. This ain't the time to be, you know, on that bullshit. You feel me? It's the time to be, get with your peoples. Get with your neighbor, get with your neighbors, get with your families, get with your friends, you know what I'm saying? And y'all got to, man, and figure something out, you know what I mean? Make something happen, feel me? You know, your neighbor might have this, The next neighbor next door might have that. You have this. So together, we're going to survive this motherfucking corona shit and this whole pandemic, this whole shutdown. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter what race or, you know, religion or whatever you believe in, whatever you don't. It's not even about that. Whatever you believe in is what you believe in, and I respect that. You know what I'm saying? But we're still neighbors. We're still human beings. And if you're a good person, like I'm a good person, then we're good, right? So, because I don't care if my neighbor was Muslim, if he was, you know, believe in Buddha, if you believe in, you know, Christian, Catholic, whatever. That's their decision. You know what I'm saying? And whatever they believe in, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So, but they're still a human being, and I'm gonna treat them like a human being. You know what I mean? Whether they're white, black, Asian, Latino, whatever, it doesn't matter. So, in this time, especially right now, this is the time where we all gotta come together. You know, what you do in your private, in your own home, behind closed door, that's your business. You know, because like I said, we all need a check. I need a check. My neighbor need a check. So, we all in this together, what I'm trying to say, you know? So don't be scared to go knock at your neighbor's door and be like, man, what are we gonna do together? As neighbors, as a block, as a community, as a city, as a state, as a country, whatever. It's the time, man. We'll talk, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people got their stimulus and some didn't. So, you know, you might not have got your stimulus, but your neighbor did. That's why you got to connect with your neighbors and chop it up and see, hey, man, look, bro, I got this, you got that, man. How we gonna get through this together? You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just how I feel. You know what I mean? That's, you know, you feel how you feel. I feel how I feel. And together we gonna get through it together. It don't matter how, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I respect how you feel. You respect how I feel. And we good. You know what I'm saying? As long as we could help each other out through this hard time. You know what I'm saying? Because I got kids, so. And I know my neighbors got kids, too. And everybody got kids. And so friends and families and grandparents. So my next door neighbor could be your grandparents. And I know you would want me to help them out. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it goes, man. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter who's next door. We all got to help each other out. Because if my parents is next door to you, please help them out. You know what I'm saying? Please do. You know, I'll cash app you some money if that's a motherfucking must. God damn it. Yeah. But, so this stimulus, I don't know if this is the last stimulus we're going to get, but this stimulus right here at this time right now, at the end of the year, is very important, you know, because it's ugly right now, super ugly, like, damn, you know what I'm saying, like, for reals, man, these people are that's just going through something that I couldn't even imagine, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta always save for a rainy day. You know what I'm saying? Always be nice to people. Because right now, man, people that wasn't 100, you know what I mean? People that was being fake, people that was hurting other people, stealing and all that shit. Right now, they need help. They need help, and I know they wish they wouldn't stole from whoever they stole from, because right now they wish they could call them. You know what I'm saying? I know a few people right now that they wish they could call me, but they can't, because what they did, man, you already know. You can't even call me. You know what I'm saying? And you only owe me $5, but you can't because of the principle of how you did that. You know what I mean? So you gotta be good to people, man. Because I know it's a lot of people I could call right now that'll come through for me in this hard time because they know the type of person I am. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? And they can do that too with me. Call me. Yeah, so, but, you know, the reason why the stimulus is so important, because without this last, I hope it's not the last one, but without this up and coming stimulus, this country will really, will start shaking. Not earthquake shaking, but as far as the economy, this shit's going to start shaking, because a lot of these Fortune 500 companies are going to start falling one by one. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no money being spread around. You feel me? So if there's no money to be spread around, and everybody who has money saved up, that's going to run out. And that's already starting to run out day by day. You feel me? So it's only a matter of time before shit starts really going down in a spiral. You feel me? Like, it's fuck the recession, fuck all that. It's gonna be worse than a recession. It's gonna be a motherfucking, I don't even know what to call that shit, but it's gonna be some shit though. You heard me? And that's just how I feel. And I know a lot of people feel how I feel, because I talk to a lot of people. That shit is fucked up right now. You know, so we need the stimulus, because this, a lot of these companies, see that I know y'all seen on the news, they're talking a lot about the stocks. With this, they're talking a lot about the stocks with this election, because without a stimulus, the stocks are gonna crash in a way that it's never crashed before. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna crash in a way that it's never crashed before, and for it to bounce back, damn, oh no. You know what I'm saying? It's only gonna be a few companies left standing, and they gonna only be able to last to be able to stand for the next 2 to 5 years, and after that, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because if they have money to, you know what I'm saying, keep going, you know, they're going to be all right for a little bit. So the stimulus is very important to the stocks. And the stocks is very important to the economy of this country and the rest of the world. Because if the stocks crash, man, it's going to be bad. It's gonna be goddamn bad. Michael Jackson bad, you heard me? Goddamn. Shit. Man, motherfuckers ain't even ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So, but hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the stocks don't crash, because we need that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it doesn't, hopefully it doesn't crash. But right now is a good time, yo, for reals, man, to, get up on the stocks, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully it doesn't crash, but get up on it, man, because that's what's going down, man. They that's how you make money, that's how you build your wealth, that's how you build your family's wealth, generation wealth, and you know, able to pass something down to your kids, man. You know what I'm saying? So this is the time, man. You know that you gotta, everything's on pause, yo. So you gotta be able to be out there studying and trying to see what's going on, man, because everything is off. It's all fair games right now. You feel me? So it's all fair play in a way. So everything's going, we're into the future. 2020, it's the future right now. You know what I mean? So it's the shit. this was supposed to happen back in 1999, man. Y2K. You know what I'm saying? This shit's supposed to happen Y2K, but it didn't happen. I don't know, we was probably behind or ahead of time. I don't know. On the calendar, we had a time, but in the Mayans and other calendar, this supposed to be the year 2000 that they were talking about, the 2012, like the Mayan was talking about, but it's the Y2K shit, man, the crash, everything. Whoop! You know what I'm saying? Like Prince say, we're gonna party like it's 1999, for reals, man, because at midnight, it's going down. Whoosh! For reals. You know, so hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully the stack market bounce back. Hopefully you know what I'm saying, because for real, man, like if the stack market crashes, it's over. So hopefully it doesn't crash. And but y'all just, you know, look into the stock market and just start doing your homework and check it out, man. Because if it doesn't crash and it starts bouncing back up, you wanna jump in and get in on that shit, man, and learn that shit. And this is something that they don't teach us in school. But anyways, get up on it, learn that shit, man. Invest in the stock market and get your money up, man. You know what I'm saying? So when you get your money up, everything else is gonna be cool.
You know what I mean?
You know. But for reals, man, I'm really glad. Yeah, so like I was saying, man, we had a little technical difficulties, but I don't know about y'all, but you know, I'm a hustler, man, and I've been in this pandemic, recession, whatever the fuck you want to call it, all my life, so this ain't nothing new to me. I'm just laughing at how everybody else is tripping, right? So, you know, I've been doing this shit all my life, man. So, this ain't nothing new to me. I've been prepared for this. You know what I mean? But the thing I was saying about the stocks, though, you know what I mean? Because I've been prepared for this all my life, as far as I mean, you know, they always told me, you know, save for a rainy day. You know, I as a child, I didn't really understand what that meant, but as I got older, I understood what that meant, and I started doing that. So that's how I can say I was preparing for this. You know what I'm saying, like, I've been hustling all my life, so I ain't never got a break. It's always, you know, y'all feel me on that, right? So like, you always on the go. You know what I mean? From sun up to sundown, whatever you're doing, 9 to 5, whether you got 2 9-to-5s, 3 9-to-5s. Whether you hustling this, doing that, you know what I mean? Whether females is hustling the strip club, twerking here, doing that, whatever the fuck you doing, we never had a break. And I'm like kind of happy this shit happened, because I finally got a chance to like kick back, sleep, and rest, because the whole country was on shutdown, so you had no choice but to do that. You know what I mean? So I had a chance to rest, get my mind right, and started thinking and looking at shit and really, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that happened. But, you know, I got to spend more time with my kids, with my family, you know what I mean? So it was a beautiful thing. And I started learning more, studying more, you know what I mean? So this is the time right now to do all that. So I'm glad I was able to get that break and just able to just sit at home and watch TV. You know what I'm saying? Watch my big ass screen TV and shit that I never get a chance to watch because I'm always on the go. I get to sit back, watch TV, put my feet up, you know what I'm saying? Drink my drink. You feel me? Do my thing. You know? So, but still taking care of business while everybody's panicking and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, so, you know, my thing is just, I advise everybody to, you know, when you take this time right now and, you know, look at what's going on in the world and find out what you want to do, man, because we're entering the future, man. So everything, it's all fair game. So, you know what I mean? There's, you know, within the next 5 years, there should be no reason why anybody can come up unless you have a situation that's, you know, okay, cool, you know, situation that's really understandable. Yeah, we understand that. But besides that, man, come on, man, you should, like, everything's going through the internet, so find a way to get some money off the internet. That's the only way you're gonna get some break off the internet. Everything else is over with. So if you ain't up on the internet, getting money on the internet somehow, some way, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't know what the fuck you're gonna be doing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Get up on the internet, figure out a way, fuck with the stocks. You heard me? You know, so study that shit, fuck with it, read it, read about it, you know? And get your stat game going. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel though, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, so you know, the stimulus is very important right now for that reason, just cause by the end of this year, if we don't get no stimulus, it's over with. Remember I said that it's over with. This whole country is done. You know what I'm saying? And after this whole country is done, this whole world is done. So we need to really pray for the stimulus. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to pray for money. You know what I'm saying? You want to pray for opportunities to happen for you to make some money. But in this case, you want to pray for that check, though. For real. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, you know, I want to give a shout out to Anchor, you know what I'm saying? Number one podcast in the world. If you want to get your shit popping, get your shit going, you know what I'm saying? Hey, get up on Anchor, man. They'll get you right, yo. For reals, man. They're not even playing. For reals, they'll put you out there worldwide on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Download the app, you know what I'm saying? Get your account going or whatever you're going to do, however you're going to do it. Set it up nice. They got a nice setup over there. I fucks with them people tough, man, for real. They got me right, you know. So fuck with Anchor, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the bullshit, you know what I mean? They gonna get you right, so your shit gonna be right, you know what I mean? Cause you gotta be right if you gonna fuck with Anchor. They ain't fucking with no lame ass motherfuckers, so you gotta be a real one to come over there, cause there's some real people out there, you know what I mean? So fuck with them over there, they'll get you right, man. Yeah, you know, so you know, I have to just talk to y'all, man, and let y'all know how I felt or how I feel about all this shit, about the stimulus and all that. Let you know about the stocks a little bit. We're gonna get into that later on, though. I'm saying, put y'all up on game about the stocks, you know. But I just hope everybody have a good day, you know what I'm saying? You know, and get at me at Smoke One Production. Get at me at smokeoneproduction@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Leave me a comment, questions, whatever. You know, if you want to promote your business, I'll do that. Let me know what you're doing, what you're talking about doing, what you got going, and I'll put it out there for the world to hear. You know what I mean? So y'all fuck with me, I fuck with y'all. Talk to me, I talk back. You heard me? This your boy, the Godfather. This is how I feel. Peace.